And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning. I hope you're doing very well on this holiday Friday. Coming up, we'll talk about the commodity markets in just a bit. We'll be joined by Bill Merritt, Strategic Farm Marketing. He's out of Champaign, Illinois. Overnight, the national average basis for corn, by the way, was unchanged at 20 cents under the March futures. While the DTN National Corn Index was down 8 cents at $4.06 a bushel, that's the cash price. The national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 43 under the January contract, and the soybean index down 14 cents at $12.76 a bushel. The national average basis for hard red winter wheat unchanged at 22 cents under the March, and the national hard red wheat in winter index down 2 cents at $6.23.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Have you signed up yet for our evening with the Voices of Illinois Agriculture? Don't tarry, because this will happen pretty quickly. There are only about 100 slots, and if you have not signed up, this is our fundraiser for scholarships to the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. It's set for Friday evening, January the 24th, at the Spice Box on the second floor of Bevere Hall. That's on the south end of the Urbana-Champaign campus in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. We'll kick off the evening with a keynote address by none other than the president of the University of Illinois. I can't tell you how happy I am that Bob Easter will be able to address us that evening. And then we'll move into our dinner and eventually get to a really good marketing panel, including Steve Freed from ADM Investor Services, Pete Manhart, Wayne Nelson, and Jackie Vanks. Daryl Good will be there to wrap up things, and Gary Schnittke will talk about crop insurance. Oh, and the president of ADM Investor Services, Tom Kadlec, says he'd like to say a few words too. It'll be brief. It should be a fantastic evening if you didn't make it to the first one. How about the second annual Voices of Illinois Agriculture event that kicks off at 6 p.m. January the 24th? You can find all the details on our website at willag.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
A quick look at the marketplace shows us corn futures are just about a penny higher for the day. Soybeans are up a nickel at this time, that after the open, of course, at 8:30. For the open outcry pits at the CME Group in Chicago, wheat futures are a quarter of a cent higher, and livestock are now trading the nearby contracts in the cattle futures up about 30 cents, and that would be both for the fats and the feeders, and then the lean hogs are down 57.5 cents at this time. Let's check now the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be relatively tranquil over the next several days, but we will see one storm system move through the southeast corner of the region while another comes across the north. The northern storm is only going to be a surge of cold air. I say only, but it's probably going to be a relatively significant event, since temperatures this afternoon in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota will likely rise into the 30s and perhaps a few 40s. But it just 2 days later, Sunday morning and Monday morning, the temperatures during the morning hours are likely to be in the negative 20s and negative 30s, perhaps. Those negative 30s will be mostly in northern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota. But nevertheless, we will see temperature extremes that are dramatically different from what we'll see this afternoon across those areas. The sub-zero temperatures are expected to reach down into northern Missouri and northwestern Illinois, and most of the soft wheat that's produced in those areas today is buried in snow. However, temperatures will be warm across the region today and tomorrow, and that will melt some more of the snow. We may have some areas that become snow-free when the coldest air comes back into the region Sunday and Monday. The cold is not expected to be quite cold enough to raise damage potentials for soft wheat, especially as well hardened as the crop is right now. The crop is really quite hardy, and I think it will survive temperatures near zero, even if there are some pockets of snow-free conditions out there. So the temperatures will be the biggest issue over the weekend. Now, there will be a little bit of light snow that will precede the coldest weather, Most of the snow is expected to occur tomorrow in the northern plains, and then tomorrow night into Sunday across the Great Lakes region. I don't think there'll be much snow that will fall south of the Great Lakes region, so places like northern Illinois, southern Iowa, and northern Missouri will probably not see much in the way of meaningful snow accumulations, and whatever melting of snow occurs over the next couple of days may leave some of that crop exposed to the coldest weather. Outside of that, the storm system that will be passing through the southeast corner of the Midwest is actually a storm that comes into the southeastern part of the country and comes into the Gulf Coast states and works its way towards New England. This particular storm system will just brush the southeast corner of the Midwest. A little bit of a wintry mix may occur in some of that region, but mostly it'll be a rain event, and we don't expect the precipitation to be very significant. Outside of these two weather systems, the majority of the Midwest will be free and clear until of other storminess until we get to the latter part of next week, at which time we'll likely see another disturbance starting to push through the region. At the moment, it doesn't look like a very impressive storm system. Temperatures across the Midwest, I've already mentioned, will turn much colder across the region. We do expect to see the lower eastern parts of the Midwest to see some temperature extremes dropping down into the upper single-digit readings and teens during the first part of next week when the coldest air is ready to settle into that region. In the meantime, temperatures will be warming up, and we'll expect afternoon highs today to be mostly in the 30s and 40s across the lower Midwest and the upper 20s and 30s in the north, and we'll likely see the temperatures continuing to warm with afternoon highs in the 40s and lower 50s on Saturday before the colder air begins to push through the region. In the meantime, in South America, Argentina and southern Brazil are still poised to get significant precipitation as we move forward through these next few days. The greatest precipitation will occur late in the weekend and early to midweek next week. Enough rain will likely fall to take the edge of the heat and moisture stress off and improve crop and field conditions quite a bit in many locations. Now, some areas in Argentina will not get as much relief as others. The areas of concern will be in portions of Buenos Aires and La Pampa, where little to no rain is likely to fall. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Let's check now what's been happening in Chicago. Corn futures are a penny and a quarter higher at 427.5 in the March. December at 455.25, up 3/4. January beans at 123.5, up 4.75. And the November contract at $11.52.75, up 1.25 cents. The January actually at $13.23.75, they're up 5 cents, by the way. Bean meal at $4.42.80, that's up $1.80. Bean oil at $38.93 higher. Live cattle 12.5 cents higher at $132.82.5. And January feeders at $167.02.5, up 42.5 cents. Lean hogs at $85.65, up 35 cents. That in Chicago. Wheat futures unchanged in the March at $6.06 for the day. So everything is in the green. Let's talk a little bit about that and what's been happening in the marketplace for the past couple of weeks with Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it's holiday season. Has trade been light over the last week or so?
Yeah, it's been low volume here this week especially. And, you know, when you have low volumes like that, you can sure move stuff around pretty quick one direction or the other. I think probably the biggest fundamental thing that we have going on here. Now, this morning we did see some good exports, you know, reported on the weekly export sales report. But this deal yesterday with the DDGs and China rejecting some of those, and the fact that it would expect more to be rejected, it's kind of a big deal, and the big deal is because you're kind of backing the DDGs up, you know, in the country and seeing weaker prices. And just for an example, yesterday corn was down about 8 cents. That added about 24 cents to your ethanol margins, but your DDG values dropped enough that pretty much offset that. So, I mean, that's kind of what we see happening here in the corn side of things.
Yeah, and on the soybean side, I make note that in the new crop, the November, we're set up for an outside-down week if we manage to finish lower for the day.
Yeah, and, you know, low volume moves during the holiday period, you know, we've seen that in past where, from a technical standpoint, it's kind of hard to recover from that maybe. And there needs to probably be some kind of fundamental reason for for that to change if you do see an upside down week this week.
Anything for the livestock producer for the day?
No, I think haven't seen a lot on that. And I'll be honest, I've been out of the office here a couple of days this week, but still some pretty good looking numbers out there on the cattle side of it. That, you know, you can look at maybe some put options. We've been doing some of that here recently.
All right, thanks so much. Got any meetings we ought to know about coming up?
We've got a lot of them. We're starting in Champaign on January 15th here.
So. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He's from right here in Champaign, Illinois, and joins us on the Closing Market Report. Of course, you're listening on the Opening Market Report. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 in Urbana. Here's what the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area looks like at this time. Sunny skies, a high of 41 degrees for the day on a southwest wind at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and a low of 29. A southwest wind will be at 10 to 13 this evening. And then tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 49 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, just a low of 31. Sunday, a 40% chance of snow showers. Mostly cloudy and a high of 34. West to southwest winds then. At 9 to 18, they'll turn to the northwest in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 26. And then mostly cloudy. And with that northwest wind, will drop dramatically Sunday evening to 7 degrees. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high of just 14. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.